The sea lamprey looks like the stuff of nightmares, eel-like, with its suction cup mouth, 100-plus teeth, and file-like tongue. It's easy to imagine it searching the oceans, bays, and rivers for its next meal. While humans aren't on the lamprey's menu, large fish, even marine mammals, do not want to encounter this parasitic predator. Joining us today to tell us more is Jack Cover, General Curator of the National Aquarium. Welcome, Jack.
Great to be here, John.
How did this species earn its reputation as the vampire of the deep?
Well, this fish in the juvenile stage up to adult is actually parasitic. It attaches itself usually to large bony fishes and feeds on the blood and body fluids of that animal. The round sucker-like mouth attaches to the skin and scales of the prey, and the flesh is rasped off by the toothed tongue. So basically, the fish is sucked dry of its blood and typically will die after a lamprey attaches to it.
Oh, well, that's all. Does this fish resemble any other species? What are some of the physical characteristics of the lamprey?
Lampreys look like eels, but they have a very different mouth. They have a disc-like mouth equipped with concentric rows of horny teeth. They have 7 pore-like gill openings behind each eye and fins down the back and a lobe-like tail. Lampreys have no true bones. The skeleton is made of cartilage. They superficially resemble eels. They don't have the pectoral fins or the caudal fins that eels have. When sexually mature, adults can grow the lengths up to 2 to 3 feet long.
Sounds like a formidable predator. Does this creature face any major threats?
Not really. In fact, this animal has expanded its historical range. Sea lampreys entered the Great Lakes in the 1880s when channels were opened up to allow boat traffic to get through. So they've really expanded their range, and they're actually an invasive species in the Great Lakes, preying a lot on a lot of the important commercial fish, salmon and lake trout, other species, and they actually are a big problem in the Great Lakes, causing lots of loss to the fisheries there.
Are there measures being taken to reduce the effects of this invasive species and restore native populations?
Hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent poisoning, netting, and electrocuting lampreys in the Great Lakes, yet they continue to persist there.
And lastly, do they pose a risk to us here in the Chesapeake Bay?
Here in the Chesapeake Bay, lampreys live again in the ocean. They travel up in May and June up to freshwater streams where they spawn and die. They spend quite a bit of that time once they hatch as non-parasitic larvae in the silt and mud of the bay. Once they metamorphose into juveniles, they actually leave the bay. So they're not in the bay in their parasitic form for very long. Occasionally, striped bass, bluefish will be hooked by anglers and pulled up with a sea lamprey on it, but they really don't have any big impact on our fisheries here in the bay.
Well, thanks for that bit of good news, Jack. To learn more about techniques being used to control sea lamprey populations in the Great Lakes and to see this fish's suction cup mouth in action, visit aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.